们在查考罗马书，我们来到第十四章，我们继续来看，从十三节看到二十三节。
We've been studying the book of Romans, and we have now arrived at Romans 14, and we shall continue from verses 13 to 23.
让我来念一遍《罗马书》十四章第十三节到二十三节。所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚、绊脚跌人之物。我凭着主耶稣却知深信，凡物本来没有不洁净的，唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净了。你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按照爱人的道理而行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏。你不可叫你的善被人毁谤，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。在这几样上无视基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。所以我们务要追求和睦的事，以彼此建立德行的事，不可因食物毁坏神的工程。凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪了。无论是吃肉喝酒，是什么别的事叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。你应有信心，就当在神面前守着。人在自己以为可以行的事上能不自责，就有福了。好，我们请弟兄再念。
Romans chapter 14, verse 13. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves.
23.
Verse 23. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin.
我从第二十三节再念，因为这个今天早上我们有一些技术的问题，我的这个也是有技术的问题，因为那一节不见了，所以我再念一次第二十三节。若有疑心而吃的，就必有罪，因为他吃了不是出于信心，凡不出于信心的都是罪。
And there are some technical problems that we experienced this morning. That's why one of the verses has been cut off from the device.
今天早上呢，我们要跟大家思想的经文是十三到二十三章，讲的呢就是不要绊倒别人。
And the passage we are meditating on today is from verses 13 to 23. And the main theme is not to stumble others.
我们每一个人，我们教会呢，每一个教会都是一样，都有不同的人，不同的信，有些很成熟的，有些不成熟的，有些刚刚信主，有年老的，有少年的，有刚刚这个婴孩， 所以我们不同的背景、不同的信心、不同的程度，都有不同的这个需要。
Every church is similar in the sense that there are mature believers and there are immature believers. There are some who have been in the faith for long, some who have just come to faith, and there are older people, there are younger people, there are children, etc. And there are different situations in their lives.
所以上一次我们在谈到这个经文的时候呢，我们说圣经里面教导我们要彼此接纳，14章第一节说，信心软弱的你们要接纳，不要辩论所疑惑的事。
And the last time when we studied this passage, we looked at chapter 14, verse 1. For the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but do not quarrel over opinions.
所以今天我们要继续思想的呢，是同一个信息，但是它的强调点呢，不但是轻视或者轻看他，是一个态度上面的这个心里面的态度，但是今天我们要讲的是在行为上面的这个行动，就是绊倒他。
And today we're going to continue to actually look at this same theme. When the last time we were actually talking about the attitude in the heart that no one should despise another person, but now we are going to the action part.Where our actions should not cause another brother to stumble.
所以今天我们的这个大纲呢是基本上三点，第一个就是劝勉，然后第二是他的解释为什么有这样的劝勉，然后最后一个简单的教训，把它浓缩起来，最主要的这个教训是什么，就是最后一个简讯。
And the outline for today's sermon is pretty straightforward.We start off with the exhortation that was given by Paul, and then the explanation that he gives, and finally an epigram, which is actually a teaching.
因为我们上一次在提到的时候，有很多时候我们在思想基督徒可不可以喝酒，是不是可以看电影，基督徒可不可以这个玩这个扑克牌，可不可以打麻将，可不可以化妆，可不可以戴金饰手表等等的问题。
And the last time we actually considered whether Christians can drink wine or whether they can actually play poker cards or play mahjong or whether they can actually put on makeup and wear jewelry.
基督徒可不可以吃肉？基督徒可不可以吃拜偶像之物等等
？And whether Christians can actually consume meat that one has been offered to idols, etc.
那么基督徒可不可以这个参观庙宇？可以到这个回教堂去
？And can a Christian walk into a temple or a mosque?
但是同样的，在基督教里面也有很多的这个宗派，那么像每一个有不同的这个稍微不同的这个做事的方法、敬拜的方式。这个对一些经文有一些不同的见解，我们怎么样来处理呢
？And at the same time, within Protestant Christianity, there's also a lot of different denominations with little variations here and there with regards to practices and how they actually interpret certain parts of Scripture. So how do we view all these things?
所以这些我们要来处理，怎么样来面对这些问题
？So we want to ask ourselves how do we face these issues?
所以呢，我们要思想保罗很清楚，其实这个罗马书是保罗所讲的，在教义上面呢，我们不能够妥协，特别是讲到福音这一方面，讲到神的教训方面呢，我们不可以妥协。只要你在这些教训上面不合圣经呢，你就是属于异端。
And as we examine the scriptures and from the book of Romans and other Pauline writings, we find that Paul would never compromise on doctrine. And if it is anything with regards to the gospel or the doctrines of God, he would never compromise. And if there's anyone who preaches a different doctrine, he would consider that a heresy.
但是呢，来到这里，他却叫我们说，凡事要接纳。
But when we reach this passage, Paul teaches us to actually accept one another.
所以为什么在这边他又说凡事呢要接纳呢？这里应该是指那些在圣经没有名言的的这些灰色地带呢在信心软弱这方面呢不是很清楚的时候呢，我们必须要凭着爱心去接纳。
And why does he tell us over here to welcome one another or to accept one another?This is with regards to things that are not explicitly spelled out in Scripture, the gray areas. And when there are some believers who are weaker in faith, we need to accept one another.
特别这边讲第二节说，有人信百物都可赐，但是又有一些人说只赐蔬菜。
Especially in verse 2, one person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables.
在今天我们的经文里面也是提到说，他说凡物本来没有不洁净，第十四节他说，我深信主耶稣的教训是凡物本来没有不洁净，但是唯有 有人以为不洁净，对他来讲就不洁净。
And in today's passage, also in verse 14, I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it's unclean.
再来一次，你看第二十节，不可因食物毁坏神的工程，凡物固然是洁净，但有人以因为食物叫人跌倒，那就是他的罪。无论是吃肉、喝酒、叫有什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，就一概不行。
And verse 20 as well, do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good.
所以我们在讲的是在圣经里面没有名言，其实不但是没有名言，甚至有一些地方它是名言有讲到凡食物，所有的食物都可以吃，但是有些人有些人有一些东西就是说他有拜过偶像啊，所以有些人说不可以吃牛肉啊，有些人说不可以吃狗肉啦，我不吃狗肉的，不过有人吃的话，我不知道应该怎么办。
And of course, this is not just regarding the gray areas or those that are not explicitly spelled out. In fact, Scripture explicitly says that all foods are clean. And over here, it says that, however, if some would not want to eat certain kind of meats, like some would not eat beef, some would say that it is okay to eat dog meat. I don't eat dog meat, and I do not know how to deal with those who does.
但是呢，我就告诉他们，你把我当作是信心软弱好了。
And I tell them, can you treat me like a weak brother?
所以在圣经里面没有讲到的一些事情呢，我们不能够坚持别人跟我们一样。
So if it is not explicitly spelled out in Scripture, we should not insist that everyone behaves similarly.
所以我们在这些问题上面呢，我们要小心，要怎么样来处理。
So with regards to these issues, we want to be careful how we handle them.
所以我们注意看上一次我们讲的时候呢，是第一节到第十二节，其实那边是在讲到说我们不要轻看，不要，这个是讲到态度的问题。
And from verses 1 to 12, it says that we are not to despise one another. This is about the attitude.
所以你看第三节那边讲到说吃的人不要轻看不吃的人。
In verse 3, let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains.
那个是指心里面的态度。
This is regarding the attitude of
the heart. 但是来到第十三节的时候，他说，所以你们不可彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不可弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。
And in verse 13, therefore let us not pass judgment on one another any longer.But rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother.
所以你看到吗？这个是行动上面，一个是指内心，一个是指行动。不要把一些让人跌倒的东西放在他的面前，使到他跌倒。
So this has to do with actions. So the earlier part is the attitude, and now it comes to the actions. Do not put a stumbling block in front of your brother.
在这段经文里面呢，我还要强调一样东西呢。这个经文里面呢，有一些文字的这个游戏，可以这么说。
And I also want to emphasize that in this passage, there is some sort of a word play.
因为在这十三节这里，他提到什么？所以不可彼此论断，那个字论断呢，在希腊文是 krino， 是判断的意思。但是他说我们不要彼此判断，但是我判断一件事情，就是不要让人跌倒。
And in verse 13, do not pass judgment. The word judgment is in the original Greek, the word krino. And then it says rather decide. It is actually the same word. In other words, we shouldn't pass judgment on others.But we should pass a judgment on ourselves not to stumble another.
所以呢，他这边是在文字上面，就好像我们有时候讲话讲到一半，我们中国人就引用一个成语或者谚语或者是一个歇后语等等这些来加强他的意思。
And this is just like in conversation. Sometimes after saying something, we add in an idiom or a saying in order to emphasize the talk.
所以有些人说啊，你看到这段圣经说不可以判断，就是不判断。其实不是的，圣经里面有很多地方要我们去判断。
Of course, there are people who say, "See, this passage tells you not to pass judgment, so you should not judge anything." But yet, we know that there are many parts of Scripture that tells us to judge.
所以呢，我们是在我们判断不要使别人信心软弱的年轻的弟兄姐妹跌倒，所以这个就是那个判断。
And the judgment we are to make is to ensure that we do not stumble the brother or sister whose faith is weak.
所以在这边他最主要的这个劝勉是说，你们要做一个决定，不要绊倒，不要使别人跌倒。
So the exhortation given here is that we must decide not to stumble anyone.
所以很自然的，我们要问绊倒这一个是跌倒是什么意思？使别人跌倒是什么意思？
Of course, naturally, we want to ask the question: What exactly is a stumbling block, or what does it mean to stumble another?
所以有些人说这个跌倒呢，这个是跌倒，就是好像使别人犯罪，或者使别人做一些事情使到他内心感觉到内疚的事情。
And some people say that this is to cause another brother to sin or to cause him to do something that makes him feel guilty.
或者是一个陷阱让他掉下去。
Or it could be a trap that causes him to fall into.
其实这个字呢，在这个马太福音十六章二十三节里面有讲到说，耶稣对彼得曾经对耶稣说，不要让他上十字架。那么耶稣回答彼得说，撒旦退我后面去吧，你是绊我脚的。
And actually Jesus used this word when he spoke with Peter, when Peter tried to prevent him from going to the cross. Matthew 16:23 tells us that Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan, you are a hindrance to me.
就是说使他不能够完成神的旨意。
In other words, is to prevent him from carrying out God's will.
那么在马太福音同样的，主耶稣也用过这个字，他说世界的有祸了，因为将有人绊倒，而且绊倒的是难免的，但是那绊倒的人有祸了。
And Matthew 18:7, Jesus also used that same word when he pronounced woe to the world for temptation to sin. For it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes.
所以他讲到这边，他的你看到英文圣经把它翻译成使到试探使人犯罪，但是有另外一个圣经翻译，他说他就是指绊倒的人，那么还有一个呢是指使到别人犯罪，是同一个意思。
And in other translations, that same word that was translated temptations in the ESV.Is translated as stumbling blocks in the New American Standard, and also translated as things that cause people to sin in the NIV.
所以在这边他说不要使人绊倒，为什么呢？在这边特别强调两个字，一个那个字我们在这个英文圣经翻译成 destroy， 但是在华文圣经翻译败坏。他说这边特别他讲到说，你为什么不要呢？因为可以败坏人。
And In our passage today, that same word is also translated as destroy the person of God or to destroy the work of God.
因为他说你绊倒人，就等于是在第十五节，他说你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，你就不是按人的道理，乃是这个，因为你不可因你的食物叫他败坏这个字。
And this is the same word in verse 15. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat.You are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died.
So 在这边讲到 destroy， 但是还有一个这个字 destroy 呢，这我们英文翻译成 destroy。那么二十节他说，不可因食物毁坏神的功。
And in verse 20, do not for the sake of food destroy the work of God.
什么意思呢？就是说你不要绊倒别人。如果你绊倒别人，你会毁坏神的属神的人，你会毁坏属神的工作。
And what does this mean? In other words, when you actually stumble someone, by stumbling someone, you are actually at the same time destroying that person who belongs to God, and you're destroying God's work.
所以在这段的圣经里面呢。我们虽然他教导我们不要绊倒，但是最重要 他的用的词呢，那个 destroy 或者败坏，他说你可能会败坏神的属神的人，你会败坏属神的工作。那个说不要呢，是一个命令式，是一个很强烈的字。
And of course, to stumble someone is actually to destroy the person that belongs to God and destroying the work of God. But when Paul says do not, it is in the imperative. It is a very strong emphasis not to do so.
而且呢，在这边这段经文里面，如果你研究圣经的话呢，这段经文是一个交叉式的结构。
And if you actually study this passage carefully, it has a chiastic pattern.
因为第十三节他说不要绊倒。
Because verse 13, he says, do not stumble.
但是在21节里面，他也说，不要绊倒别人，不要使弟兄跌倒。
But verse 21, it also says, do not stumble.
那么在14节那边讲到说，所有的洁净之物呢，在20节也讲到洁净或者不洁净之物。
And in verse 14, it's talking about things that are clean or unclean, and the parallel is in verse 20, which is also regarding things that are clean.
那么15节那边他又讲到说不要败坏一个人，那么在20节说不要败坏神的工作，这个你会，如果从思想上面，这是一个交叉式的一个结构。
And of course, the following in verse 15, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died, and the parallel is in verse 20, do not destroy the work of God. So if you put them side by side, you realize that there is chiasm here.
所以这边讲出现交叉式的结构呢，重点呢就是它的中心点，那个中心点就是不要败坏，不要败坏。
And whenever chiasm or the chiastic pattern arises, the main point is right in the middle, which is not to destroy. Do not destroy.
所以这就好像我们讲说，我们很喜欢吃汉堡包。如果你把汉堡包的肉拿掉呢，那个汉堡包就不是汉堡包了，对吗？
It's just like a hamburger. If you remove the meat in the middle, it's no longer a hamburger.
但是这个，所以那个汉堡包最重要的是那块肉，甚至有一些这个人呢，他不但是要一块肉，他要两块肉，所以是 double.
And of course, in a hamburger, the most important part is the meat in the middle, and some people don't just want one patty, they actually want two and become the double.
所以在这边呢，它中间的部分是最重要的，所以这整段经文里面说不要绊倒别人，为什么呢？如果你绊倒别人呢，你就是在破坏神的工作，你破坏属神的人。
So the main theme in this passage really is not to stumble someone, because when you stumble someone, you are destroying the person for whom Christ died, and you are destroying the work of God.
所以他的基本上保罗是劝勉，但是劝勉里面还有命令。
And of course, Paul begins with exhortation, but he also gives a command.
让我们来看他为什么有这样的劝勉，这个就是他的解释。
And what is the explanation behind this exhortation?
在这个劝勉当中呢，我们发现这个劝勉里面有三个理由。
And in this exhortation, there are actually three reasons given.
因为在希腊文里面呢，在这劝勉这接下来呢，15、17、18节呢，就有一个字在希腊文是 ga， 意思是指原因或者是为什么或者是because 的意思。
And we can say that this is the explanation because in verses 15, 17, and 18, it is there is a word in Greek ga which is translated for or because.Because meaning is the reason.
所以在这边他给我们看到第一个原因是为什么不可以绊倒别人呢？因为第十五节，你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，你就不是按着爱人的道理而行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他跌倒或者叫他败坏，不可叫你的善被人毁谤。
Verse 15 gives us the first reason. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat.You are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil.
所以有些弟兄呢，看到一些食物不可以吃，或者说他说这个是拜过偶像的食物，不可以吃。你因为他的信心软弱，你就不吃。这个是为了爱他的缘故，不是说因为你知道心里面知道神圣经里面说凡事都可吃，但是呢。你不要滥用这个权柄，反而因为他信心软弱，你就不吃，所以不要因为你吃使到他跌倒。
So if there is a brother who is who does not want to eat certain kind of foods because it is, for example, offered to idols, then you shouldn't eat those foods because you do not want to stumble this person, and it is because you love him and you do not want to stumble him, so you should abstain as well.
所以他说, 如果你吃的话, 你就使弟兄忧愁。
And if you eat, you actually causes the brother to be grieved.
如果使他忧愁, 就不是属于爱人的道理。
And if you grieve your brother, it is not doing so in love.
因为爱人呢, 这个圣经里面, 神, 耶稣自己告诉我们说, 我, 你们要彼此相爱, 像我爱你们一样, 这就是我的命令, 这是主耶稣要我们彼此相爱。
And of course, it is the Lord Jesus' command that we love one another as I have loved you.
那么在约翰13章35节也是说, 如果你们彼此相爱, 众人就认出你, 是我们, 是我的门徒了。
And of course, John 13:35, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
那么主耶稣爱我们到一个程度呢, 祂为我们钉十字架, 为我们死, 为我们复活。
And the Lord Jesus loves us to the extent that He died on the cross for us, and He was raised to life for us.
不但是我们, 而且是我们周围的弟兄姐妹都是神所爱的。
And not just God does not just love us, but also loves the brothers and sisters around us.
所以神圣经里面把这个主所爱的人呢，当作是眼中的同人。
And the Bible even tells us that those whom God loves, He sees them as the apple of His eye.
所以在这里呢，给我们看到说，主如果这么爱他，难道你去使他跌倒吗？ 如果你使他跌倒，你使到主就得罪了主。
So the passage is telling us that God loves this person, and if you stumble him, you are actually offending God.
所以他说这里。 Do not destroy the one whom Christ died. 意思说不要使那个, 不要败坏那个主, 拯救的人。
So in verse 15, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died, or do not actually stumble the one for whom Christ saved.
所以这个非常的重要, 然后我们看第16节。
And this is crucial. Let's continue with verse 16.
他说不可叫你的善被人毁谤。
Do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil.
所以他是说不要让这个善，是指说你认为凡物都可赐，所以不要以为你的好叫别人来毁谤。意思说你心里知道凡事都是神所创造的，而且凡事都是接近的，凡事都可以赐。但是呢，这件事情不要让别人来毁谤。
And this is talking about the people who thinks that everything can be eaten, and because his faith is strong, so that is supposed to be a good thing. But because of his eating, he stumbles someone, so somebody else would actually slander or speak evil against what he does.
所以我们不要因着我们有这个自由，使到别人来毁谤我们。
So do not, because of the freedom that we enjoy, end up with someone slandering us.
所以我们要彼此相爱, 为了爱他们的缘故, 我们宁可放弃, 我们可以做的事情。
So because of the principle of love, out of love for one another, we should actually give up what we are free to do.
第二呢, 因为天国的原则。
Secondly, because of the principle of the kingdom.
第一是爱人的原则, 第二是天国的原则。 他说, 因为神的国,天国呢, 不在乎吃喝, 只在乎公义,和平,并圣灵的喜乐。
And the first reason is out of love, and the second is because of the principle of the kingdom in verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以这是讲到说, 在神的国里面, 神所注重的是我们的公义, 我们的平安, 我们的喜乐。
So, in other words, in God's kingdom, what He is concerned about is our righteousness, our peace, and our joy.
所以在主的国里面呢, 我们要懂得如何的相待, 我们要如何的建立, 使到我们能够有平安, 使到我们能够在喜乐, 这是主所国度里面应该有的特质跟特点。
So, in God's kingdom, what we should be concerning ourselves is righteous living and peace, enjoy, and this is the characteristic of God's kingdom.
当然，有些人讲到说，这个公义是指到神相信耶稣基督给我们的公义。
And some people say this righteousness is the righteousness that God has given to us through Jesus Christ.
或者是神给我们的平安。
Or it is also the peace that God gives.
但是它真正在这个内容底下呢，也可能是指说我们彼此之间要懂得如何的相待，而且要懂得平安或者和平的相处。
But if you actually take this in context, it could very well mean how we live peaceably with one another and be able to deal with one another in a peaceable term.
但是无论如何，主拯救我们是要我们有公义，而且要我们有平安，而且要我们有喜乐。这个是神给我们的这个恩典跟这个祝福。
But whatever the case, we know that God has saved us.And he wants us to have peace, and he wants to bless us with peace and joy.
所以我们不必须要使到弟兄姐妹也懂得有平安、有喜乐、有公义，这个是我们一定要保持在教会里面应该有的这个特征。
So we need to maintain this characteristic in the church where there is peace and joy among believers.
所以我们讲有三点：第一是爱人的原则，第二是天国的原则，第三是上帝或者神的原则。
So there are three principles here under the explanation, the principle of love, the principle of the kingdom, and the principle of God.
所以最后这一点说，神的这个原则或者上帝的原则是在第十八节，他说在这几样事上呢，服侍基督的就是神所喜悦，也就是为人所称许。
And this is in verse 18, whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men.
在这个 这个 New American Standard 就是另外一本英文的圣经里面，它有一个 For he who in this way serve Christ， 意思说也是有一个原因，什么原因呢？就是你们如果是这样的去服侍耶稣基督啊，这个就是神所应许的，神所喜悦的，也是人应该称赞的。
And in the New American Standard is translated as For whoever does this.So it is a reason that whoever does this is going to be acceptable to God.
所以这个是神的原则。如果你是这样的去服侍耶稣基督，所以这个字服侍 serve 很重要。耶稣基督来拯救我们，使到我们可以这样服侍耶稣基督。我们就这样来服侍弟兄姐妹，不要滥用我们的这个自由，不要滥用我们的这个祝福。反而是为了他们的缘故，去服侍他们，就不要用这些自由，目的就是为了要服侍他们。
And there's another word in verse 18 that's very important, which is the word serve. So when we are doing this, the principle of God is that we are actually serving God by not stumbling another person, and at the same time, we are also serving the person whom Christ loves.
所以我们为什么不可以绊倒别人？因为爱的缘故。
So why should we not stumble another person? Firstly, is because of love.
第二呢，是因为神的国是公义，这个是和平跟这个喜乐。
Secondly, because the principle of God's kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy.
第三呢，是因为我们要这个神的国度真是要我们侍奉耶稣，同时侍奉弟兄姐妹，为了他们的缘故呢，我们为了侍奉呢。可以不做这些事情。
And thirdly, the principle of God is that because we are serving God and we are serving one another, and because of this, we should give up our freedom to do something.
接下来你看第十九到二十一节。
And let's look at verses 19 to 21.
他说：“所以我们务要追求和睦的事情和彼此建立的德行。”
So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding.
然后二十节说，不可因食物毁坏神的工程，凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫别人跌倒，就是他的罪了。无论是吃肉，是喝酒，是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。
Verse 20, do not for the sake of food destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble.
所以在这边你看到他讲到什么呢？他说吃肉吃喝酒。
And this talks about drinking wine and eating meat.
所以他又在重复了十九、二十、二十一是重复着提这件这些事情。
So verses 19, 20, and 21, he keeps repeating the same thing.
所以他讲很重要的，不要败坏属神的人。
So very important, do not destroy the person that belongs to God.
因为耶稣基督为他已经死了，所以他是属于神的，你不可以败坏他。
Because Christ died for him, he belongs to God. You are not to destroy him.
同时呢，你不可以属，不可以破坏神的工程。
At the same time, do not destroy the work of God.
所以神的工程，有些人说啊，这个是指什么呢？一般可以有好几个解释，但是最好的解释呢，就是指到属于耶稣的工程是指教会，神属于神的人聚在一起。因为使到一个人跌倒，你会影响所有其他的人。
And there are many different explanations given to what is the phrase work of God, but actually this should be regarding the church as in the congregation or the body of believers. Because when you stumble a believer, you actually affect the entire body of believers, the church.
所以他说不要毁坏，不要使他跌倒，不要使他绊倒，反而要他的反义词是叫建立起来。
So do not stumble, and of course the opposite ought to be done. It is to build up.
啊，所以他说第十九节说，你们务要追求和睦的事情，然后呢要建立起来德行。
So verse 19 says, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding.
所以什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
是的，我们每一个人都有自己的意见。
Yes, indeed, we might have our different opinions.
有时候我们来到教会的时候，我们通常有时候有不同的意见、不同的看法、不同的喜好。
And when we come together in church, we have our own opinions, our own preferences, our own hobbies.
如果不是为了福音，如果不是因做教义的问题，我们可不可以放下我们个人的喜好、个人的看法？
If it is nothing to do with the gospel or doctrine, then can we actually put down our own opinions?
我们可以追求和睦的事？
Can we pursue peace?
啊，就所以我们和睦就是啊，直到我们不要争吵。
In other words, we should not be quarreling.
可不可以放下、放弃？
Can we let it go?
啊，所以要彼此的建立，而不是拆毁。
And we should be building up instead of destroying.
啊，所以这个就是他的中心点，不要绊倒别人。我知道有自由，我知道可以这样做，甚至我可能是对的。特别是这段圣经里面讲说，食物可以直接吃吗？可以，他说凡事都可以吃，但是呢，为了弟兄可以不吃。
And the main point is that you are not to stumble, you are not to stumble somebody else, you are not to destroy the person of God, and you must actually let go or forgo your freedom. And in fact, you might be right altogether, just like what this passage says, you can actually eat everything, but for the purpose of the other brother, can you forgo your freedom and abstain from eating?
这个就是教会的原则。
And this is the principle of the church.
我们来到教会呢，我们要对于神的真理，对于福音呢，我们也非常的坚持。
When we come to church, we must be very clear about the gospel and doctrines, and we must actually insist on those things.
但是除了这些很重要的真义教义之外呢，其他的事情呢，我们可以让就让，不要再为这些事情去争吵。
But other than this very important doctrines, other areas, if we can actually give in, we ought to give in and not quarrel.
特别是以前我在以前的教会。
And especially in my previous church.
啊，他非常坚持葬礼的时候一定要这样，一定要那样，一定要。很多时候我们觉得这个根本就不需要去为这些事情到，只要耶稣基督的福音得以广传，我们就可以接受。
During a funeral, for example, they will insist on certain practices. This must be done this way, this must be done that way. But actually, as long as the gospel of Christ is preached with regard to other practices, we shouldn't insist.
而且不但是葬礼，甚至在婚礼上面也坚持某一种做法。
And not just funeral, but during the wedding ceremony, they also insist on doing it in certain ways.
一定要在教会里面，一定要做这个形式，一定要这样。
It must be inside the church building. It must be carried out in such a manner.
但是呢，我要问大家一个问题：我们在圣经里面没有看到，圣经里面没有提到教 婚礼一定是在教会里面进行，因为当时候的第一个时代，第一世纪的教会都还没建立起来。
And if we examine the Bible, I want to ask all of you, do you ever see weddings being held in a church building? Because in the first century, there were no church buildings.
所以很多东西呢，是的，我们来到神面前来立约，但是呢，不一定是一个教会的这个建筑物里面。
Yes, indeed, we want to come before God to take our wedding vows, but it need not take place inside a church building.
所以我们不需要为这些来争吵。
So we shouldn't be quarreling over such things.
但是为了真理，为了教义呢，我们一定要站立得好。
But because if it is with regards to the truth and doctrine, that's where we need to stand firm.
所以我们不需要，甚至有一些教会的这些程序，一些敬拜的程序，我们也不需要去争。
And even with regards to actually the worship program or what happens first during the worship service, we shouldn't be quarreling over such things.
有些人说一定要有钢琴，不可以有别的这个音乐的这个器材。
Some people say you can only use the piano and no other musical instrument.
但是你知道吗？在历史音乐的历史，教会音乐的历史里面，这个钢琴呢，要进到教会来，都是成为教会。很多教会的都分裂，因为这个钢琴的原因。
But if you actually look at the history of the church, and with regards to what is the musical instrument to use, it took a while before the piano actually entered the church, and when it did, it caused many churches to split.
所以你会发现，有些人说一定要唱这个圣诗啊、这个民谣不可以。那么非洲的这些土人唱什么？
Some people insist that you can only sing hymns and not folk songs. But what about the African church?
所以我们是不是要坚持这些东西呢？
Do we insist on such things?
是的，我是承认我以前是坚持这些东西，因为我还认为，你知道吗？牧师不可以绑辫子的，对吗？牧师可以绑辫子吗？
Yes, indeed. In the past, I used to insist on these things myself. And for example, I would not agree with a pastor tying a ponytail.
因为我以前认为这个牧师不可能有绑辫子的。有一次我去了美国，我看到前面有这些牧师全部绑辫子的，我说这做什么牧师啊？
And in the past, I used to think that pastors shouldn't tie ponytails. But when I went to USA and I saw in front of me there were some pastors who tied ponytails, and I thought to myself, what kind of pastor is that?
所以你看到我很骄傲的去判断他们。
And so I was judging them out of my pride.
我轻视他们。
And I despised them.
后来我发现原来他们是谁。
And then I realized who they were.
他们是印第安人。
They were native Indians.
美国的印第安人就是那个美国的印第安人是绑辫子的，对吗？
The Native American Indians, they all tie ponytails.
为什么绑辫子有错吗？圣经里面有说基督徒不可以绑基督徒不要讲牧师都不可以绑辫子。
And then I started asking, does the Bible say that Christians, not just pastors, Christians are forbidden from tying ponytails?
但是呢，我还发现一件事情，原来戴德生也绑辫子。
And then I also realized that Hudson Taylor had a ponytail.
为什么呢？因为他去了中国，要为了跟清朝的人在一起，他也绑留起长头发，绑了辫子来。
And I realized that when Hudson Taylor went to China in order to mix together with the people of the Qing Dynasty, he tied a ponytail.
所以什么是对，什么是错，什么可以做，什么不可以做呢？
What is right, what is wrong, what can be done, what cannot be done?
弟兄，我们不要为这些争吵。
Let's not quarrel over that thing.
信仰，我们的信心，我们的这个中心点就是福音，我们的教义，我们的真理要抓得很紧。但是其他的事情我们就不要去吵了。
The gospel is center, and with regards to the gospel and with regards to doctrine, we need to be very firm on those areas. But with regards to other things, we shouldn't be quarreling.
当然，可不可以绑？可以绑，但是为了弟兄，我知道我一绑很多人跌倒，所以不绑。
So should we? Can we tie a ponytail? Yes, of course we can. But I know if I were to do that, I will stumble a lot of people, so I will not do it.
可不可以做？可以，但是不要为了弟兄姐妹的缘故就不要。很多人甚至世人不能接受，我们就不要做。
And many things we can do, but we should not do it if we stumble someone. And especially some things that even the unbelievers would shake their heads on, we shouldn't do that.
所以我们要建立，我们不是要拆毁。
We want to build up and not destroy.
所以这段圣经告诉我们，它的劝勉就是要不要使别人跌倒，要建立起来。
So the exhortation given in this passage is not to stumble, but to build up.
所以它的原因是什么呢？因为爱人，因为神的国度，因为神的原则。
And the explanation is because of the principle of love, the principle of the kingdom, and the principle of God.
那么我们最后呢，做一个很简单的介述，或者是他把它总结起来，最重要的是什么呢？
And then there is the epigram or a summary of what's the most important.
所以在这里呢，你看第23节，22节。
Look at verse 22.
22节说，因有你有信心，就待在神面前守着。 人在自己以为可以吃的事上，不能自能不自责，就有福了。若有疑心而吃，就必有罪，因为他吃的不出于信心，凡不出于信心的，都是罪。Verse
22, the faith that you have kept between yourself and God, blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin.
所以在这边他在总结的时候，他突然间强调一件事情，是指信心的大小。
And as he concludes, he emphasizes about whether someone's faith is strong or weak.
所以在这边的信心呢，不是指得救的那个信心。
This is not with regards to saving faith.
这个是指说你对信仰的这个内容知道的。 清楚不清楚或者成熟不成熟，
It is with regards to your maturity in the faith.
就好像很多时候呢，有很多人信心不够坚强的时候，晚上不敢到坟墓里去散步，其实挺好的，因为没有人敢在那边。
And for example, some people, because of their immaturity in faith, they dare not walk through a cemetery at night. But I personally feel that it's good because it's very quiet and nobody's there.
没有人会吵我们的。
And you'll be undisturbed.
因为有一次呢，我们在神学院里面呢，老师为了要教我们怎么样这个举行葬礼的时候呢，他就带我们去不同的地方参观。
Because when I was in seminary, when the teacher was teaching us how to hold funeral services, he brought us to different places to view.
去参观一些这个火化场，也参观不同的这个举行葬礼的地方。
And we went to crematoriums and different places where they held funeral services.
那么有一次我们进到那里的时候呢，老师不见了，不知道在哪里。
There was once we went to a place and the teacher disappeared. We didn't know where he was.
因为那老师要跟我们开一个玩笑。
Because the teacher was trying to play a prank on us.
他想要吓我们。
He wants us to, he wants to frighten us.
我们就能找，老师不见了，突然间他从棺木里面跳出来。
And we were searching for him and we couldn't find him. But he suddenly came out of a coffin.
他说：“哎呀，糟糕了，怎么可以一个牧师躺在棺木里面呢？”
And we were thinking, how can a pastor lie in a coffin?
所以你看到吗？这个东西有时候到底什么可以接受，什么不可以接受？我们中国人对这些非常的害怕。其实真正有很大的信心，当你明白圣经，这些都不在意。
And especially for Chinese, we avoid doing this kind of things. We have no faith with regards to this. But if your faith is mature, you realize that none of this matters.
我们的神大过这些事情，大过这些偶像，我们的神大过是世界万物的神，你躺在哪里都没有问题。
Our God is bigger than any of the idols in the world. Our God is bigger than anything else in the world. You can lie anywhere without being afraid.
我们的神选择我们不是因为我们吃什么喝什么。
Our God chose us not because of what we eat or drink.
所以我们要对我们的信仰很有把握，其他的事情都不是很重要。
So we need to be sure of what we believe, and the other things are not important.
但是呢，在这边的强调是你要建立起那个人的信心，而不是要毁坏那个人的信心。
So the emphasis here is that you must build up someone else's faith and not to destroy it.
所以不是要绊倒别人，是要建立他。
Do not stumble him, but build him up.
所以呢，圣经里面有很多有关这一方面的教导。
And the Bible is full of such teaching.
哥林多前书10章23节说，凡事都可行，但不都是有益处；凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
1 Corinthians 10:23, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up.
所以什么都可以行，但是呢，你一定要行一个能够造就对方的信心。
So you can do anything, but whatever that you do ought to be with the purpose of building up.
帖撒罗尼迦前书5:11是说，你们要彼此劝慰，互相的建立。正如你们素常所行的。
1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing.
罗马书刚才我们明天下一次我们会读到罗马书15:2，他说我们个人务要叫灵舍喜悦，为什么要叫他喜悦？务要使他得益处，建立德行。
Romans 15:2, which we will be looking at in the next session, let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up.
所以我们弟兄姐妹来到教会呢，我们的目的是要建立你的信心，而不是要毁坏你的信心。
So when brothers and sisters come to church, our purpose is to build up your faith and not to destroy it.
所以我们每一个人要学习来到教会呢，真理我们要持守，其他的我们就算是我们有权柄这样做，我们也宁可放下。
So when we come to church, we must remember that we have to hold fast to the truth.But if it has nothing to do with doctrine and the truth, other things we should let go.
所以呢，在我们教会里面呢，我们的教会叫做恩道教会。
That's why we are called Grace Bible Fellowship.
我们要按照神的恩典，而不是按照律法来持守这个律法来得救。
And we depend on God's grace for salvation and not by adherence to the law.
所以 grace 就是恩，道就是 Bible. 所以恩道教会呢，最重要的是按照怎么样建立起来呢？其实我们一定要大家让我们的这个基督徒，我们教会的这个弟兄姐妹一定要记得《使徒行传》20:32，因为。什么呢？神的道能够建立我们，所以我们在圣经里面这么讲，他说如今我把你们交托给神，就是保罗把他交托给神，和神恩惠的道，就是 Grace Bible， 这道能建立你们叫你们同一切成圣的人同得基业。
Indeed, we hope that you can all remember this verse Acts 20:32, where we actually get our name from. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. That's where we get a grace, and the word is the Bible, which is able to build you up.
所以呢，我们盼望大家来到教会的时候要学习，不要滥用你的这个自由你的恩赐，但是呢要彼此的建立，直到神的荣耀。
So when we come to church, we hope that everybody here will not abuse your freedom,but you would actually encourage one another with the word of God so that everyone will be built up.
所以让我们不要绊倒别人，而是建立别人。
Let us not stumble others, but build others up.
让我们重新做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer.